This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks Totally Free Checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And today we're going to be talking about FVCC. We have continuing education. The administration assistant there that handles all of that is Debbie Strzok. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. And the Running Start program, which is one we were just talking about, how exciting that is. Beth Roman is with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
You guys. I love both these programs. Let's start out with continuing education. I don't think we can ever stop learning.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things we say is, improving lives through learning, or the best minds are still learning. So that's kind of our little motto. And we offer a variety of classes for a wide range of students. We say 6 to 96. And we've got a great program this summer for kids. So
really?
Yeah, it's our kids' college program.
I love it.
We've got an exciting lineup of summer classes, a variety of topics, and grade levels, you know, to keep the kids busy this summer. So the classes are educational and fun and hands-on, and for grades 1 through 12. And they're taught by, many of them are taught by our local school teachers. So that's always a plus. You know, they have all the ins and outs for teaching.
Oh, sure.
And then, of course, Kids College is a great opportunity to spend a few weeks learning some things that the kids are interested in. So a mix of favorites and some new things, too. So
you actually use the college classrooms and everything?
We do use the college classrooms, So we use the biology lab and the geology lab and many others as well. So they're in a college setting. So
I would have been in heaven in those years if I'd been able to do that.
Yeah, the kids love it. We have a lot of kids that return, and the parents love it too, of course. So the classes run... they're a week long, Monday through Friday. They meet from 9 to noon or 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And then during the 5 weeks, each week has different classes that are offered. So parents then can select the different weeks and times that work with their busy summer schedules.
You know, I was just visiting my alma mater, Hedges Elementary, and it seemed like it was such a big place back then. It isn't. it just seemed like it was so huge. The hallways were so big. Mm-hmm. Now they seem small. Mm-hmm. But to be in a college, wow, that must be a kind of a mind-opening experience.
Yes, the kids, like I say, they really enjoy coming to the classes. And, of course, they're coming with friends or maybe some students they've gone to school with during the year. So... And then they can learn different things, different topics, as I mentioned. We have classes in art, music, dance, theater, science and technology, writing. We have some language and culture classes. And so it's a wide variety of things they get to choose from.
How do kids get involved in this?
Well, the catalog that just recently came out is available, and it's available online as well. So if parents and grandparents, of course, want to check out the college website or our website, it's FECC/continuing education. There they can find the catalog and all the details about the classes we're offering this summer.
Now you've got something else going too called Experiential Learning Academy.
Yes, the Experiential Learning Academy is something new that we started just a few years ago, but it introduces middle school and high school students to various career paths. So it's a week-long camp, and it meets from 9 to 4, and it's It's an opportunity for students to engage with college faculty and other professionals in that the field of interest. So one I'd like to mention this morning is Introduction to Health Sciences. It's for grades 7 to 9 and will be held during the week of July 15th. So it's great for anyone considering a career in healthcare. They'll get a college level experience in many of the multitude of medical fields. And then we have simulation labs, hands-on activities, and course some lecture. But they'll start to build their medical terminology, learn a little bit about anatomy and physiology, get a glimpse of what it's like to be a nurse or an EMT or a paramedic, a surgical technologist, a radiology technologist, or even physical therapy. So it's a great way to kind of pique their interest, engage with college faculty and other professionals in the healthcare industry.
What about the rest of us just want to get a little smarter?
Well, we have some things for adults too. So a few that I'd like to mention are, we have several river rafting classes coming up. Actually, I think one will be starting at the end of this week. And then we have an introduction to sailing for those people who like to get on the lake and learn that. We have that being offered. We'll have a wilderness first aid for women. We have trees and flowers. It's flowering trees and shrubs of the Flathead. And then I want to mention that we have a guitar and ukulele, and those are kind of fun ones to learn if you want to take the instruments out on a summer night or around the campfire. And then a few things such as crochet, needlepoint, and embroidery. And then those are portable hobbies as well, so you can learn those skills and then take them with you if you want to go out to the cabin during the summer. Yeah. So lots of things for adults as well.
Okay. And what about continuing education for the workplace? Do we have anything going on there?
We have quite a few things offered for workplace. There's various workshops in leadership or, marketing, different topics, again, for people who just want to build their skills during these next upcoming summer months before fall hits again.
Kind of brush up on Microsoft Word and Excel and some of those products.
That's right. Yes, we have those available. So.
All right. The next thing I want to talk about is Running Start, and I am so jealous of high school students who get to do that, and we'll talk with Beth about that after this.
Do looks matter? In this case, yes. You're here with Cambria Ulrich for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. If you take pride in the way our town looks, and we have a feeling you do, you'll help clean the fish April 27th. Caring locals gather at Glacier Bank, 319 East 2nd Street at 8:30 a.m. Coffee, juice, and breakfast in the parking lot, then out into nearby neighborhoods to tidy things up. Trash bags, gloves, and reflective vests will be provided. Back at the bank, lunch is served at 11:30. High fives and big thanks for all your hard work, plus prizes. A $100 gift card for adults and two bikes in different sizes for kids. Glacier Bank appreciates you being there for cleaning the fish and for taking pride in our community. The way our town looks makes a difference. What truly matters? Your caring.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Today from FECC, Continuing Education Administrative Associate Debbie Strzok, who's been telling us about communications and a lot of the classes that are available for adults and kids alike this summer. And the other one that I want to talk about, and this is really something I'm a little bit jealous about, this program, the Running Start program available. Beth Roman is with us for that. So Beth, tell us first of all, kind of explain the overall idea of the Running Start program.
Absolutely. So FECC has branded their dual enrollment program as Running Start. So this program is set up for high school juniors and seniors to start taking college classes while they're still in high school. So right now we're working with those current sophomore and junior for an upcoming summer program that we offer under the Running Start umbrella. This summer program is called Summer Experience. It's a 5-week program. It runs from June 24th through July 26th, where students will register for one more academic general education type class. And along with that, they're gonna register for a 1-credit college success class. So when they're in their general education class, they're gonna be in a mixed classroom. So they're gonna have folks of all ages, which can sometimes be a little bit intimidating for a high school student. And so this 1-credit college success, we keep them small. We only allow 12 students per section. And those that will just be high school students. So it's a real safe place to ask those questions, yeah, and we can offer that support, yeah.
So the idea of the Running Start program, and this is what I found fascinating, is that young people can graduate from high school with an associate degree at the very same time. So as they're entering college, they're entering as a junior.
It's incredible. So I've been working with this program for a long time. Actually, next month will be my 18th anniversary.
Wow.
And this May, we have 6 Running Start students walking across our graduation stage with an associate degree. And 3 of those students will be earning an Associate of Art and Associate of Science. And which is just absolutely incredible. So we have these 18 and 19 year olds who will be entering college next fall as a junior.
To me, that's just fantastic. I admit I got kind of bored about halfway through my junior year in high school. It seemed like I'd heard it all, and we just keep hearing it again and again. And I didn't spend an awful lot of time studying. And my grades showed it.
Yep.
But this would have been an opportunity for me to expand beyond that.
Absolutely.
And, I just think it's a fantastic program. My daughter took advantage of that in Olympia, Washington, and she just got enough credits to kind of get a taste of it all, and it made her want to do more.
Absolutely. Well, and the other nice thing about FECC is all of the career and technical programs that we offer to train students in a specific career field, mm-hmm, and then get them right out into the workforce. So college isn't always just that typical 4-year route that many of us think about. And so we also have a lot of Running Start students who find their career passion, and you know, maybe they take a welding class in high school. So then they get a taste of it, they like it, they come onto our campus, take some more welding classes, and that's how they found their career. They'll finish out their welding degree and go right out into the workforce and making really good money.
Yeah. So now they can do this while they're in high school?
Absolutely. Whew. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So,
and they can start as early as the summer after their sophomore year. So that's the majority of the students who are participating in Summer Experience, because that's the first summer of their traditional eligibility, if you will. And so that's why it's such a popular program, is because sometimes navigating college for the first time can be overwhelming. And so students who participate in Summer Experience are in that 1-credit support class. So we're there to help them as they navigate college for the very first time.
That was a long time ago when I was in high school, but I remember so vividly in my teacher saying, boy, you know, when you go to college, you're going to have to be, you know, you can't do it this way. You're going to have to be a lot sharper. You're going to have to be on top of it. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to. It scared the dickens out of me.
Sure, sure.
And in my case, I actually went in the military between high school and college.
Yeah.
I did that because I was just so apprehensive about going to college, and wound up spending a year in Vietnam doing it too. So, that wised me up real quick.
Yes, I bet.
Yeah, but it also, I think if you can get a taste of college, then you're not afraid of it when the time comes for you to go.
Absolutely, and it is a transition from high school to college, but the way we look at it is as Running Start advisors and instructors of this college success class, we want to give students the tools to be successful. So we talk about some of the differences between high school and college, and we teach different study skills and time management skills. And I tell students, if you can figure out a good time management planner, you will use that the rest of your life. It's not just about academics. When you're after college, you're in a career, you have to be mapping out that time. And so we're just helping students find those real world skills early.
Yeah, fantastic program. We'll talk about how to get involved in both these programs with Debbie and Beth right after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You look around Columbia Falls, the stunning mountains, crystal clear lakes, beautiful valleys, and litter? Spring has revealed the need for caring people to tidy up our town. This is Caleb Bauman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC, hoping you'll help us clean the falls April 27th. Meet at Glacier Bank, 822 Nucleus Avenue at 9 a.m. Students, clubs, service organizations, moms, dads, kids, and grandparents, everyone who cares about our community is welcome to help. After picking up the trash left behind this winter, lunch will be served by the Columbia Falls Lions Club and fantastic prizes will be awarded. It will be a great day, one Glacier Bank is proud to be a part of. Questions? Come by Glacier Bank in Columbia Falls or call us at 406-751-4767. Thanks to you, our town will shine again.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Today, I'm talking about Flathead Valley Community College, continuing education and the Running Start program. Debbie Strzok and Beth Romaine are with me. So let's start with you, Debbie. How do we get involved in the continuing education program this summer?
Yes, John, it's relatively easy. It's just a matter of going out to our website, and that's FECC/continuing education. To find all the classes that are offered through continuing ed, kids college, and adult classes. And then you'll be able to see our catalog and read all the details about each class, the times and the grades for the kids college classes. Of course, you can always call us at 406-756-3832 or stop by our office. It's located in the Arts and Technology Building. And we're happy to help with registration that way as well, or any questions.
What's our deadline for registration?
Well, registration is ongoing through continuing ed. So it's underway right now and will continue throughout the semester up until the time the classes are ready to start.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So we just need to get rolling on it right away, though, and figure it out.
Yes, class sizes are limited, so we do recommend early registration. And to be assured of that spot in a favorite class.
All right. And Beth, kids getting involved in Running Start, we have a summer program for them.
Yes, so summer experience registration is open now. And much like continuing education, our classes fill on a first-come, first-served basis. So we don't have a registration deadline, but if you want access to any and all of our classes, it's something you should start right away. We have a webpage dedicated to summer experience, which is fvcc.edu/summer-experience. And that will take you to the steps to apply and will give you the classes that are being offered. And then right around the corner, May 3rd is when we begin registering for next fall. So again, that seems like fall is so far away,
yeah.
But registration is right around the corner. And like summer, fall classes fill up quickly as well. So if students are interested in participating in the Running Start program next fall, I encourage them to reach out to us. And the direct webpage for the Running Start program is fvcc.edu/running-start.
Okay. And the other thing I think that we should bring up here too is if this is something you want to do as a student, you should probably start talking with your guidance counselor at the high school, because you'll want to schedule your classes in your freshman and junior year so that you've got time in your junior and senior years to take more college classes?
Absolutely. So we require actually high school students to meet with their guidance counselor and have their guidance counselor sign off on their fall and spring running start registration. We don't require a high school guidance counselor's signature on the summer experience registration, just because that's not impacting their high school schedule. And then, I can't believe it, but I forgot to talk about cost.
Yeah.
So what's really cool about Running Start and summer experience, so Running Start students earn their first 6 college credits tuition free. Summer experience is free on top of that. So students who participate in summer experience the summer between their sophomore and junior year, and again that following summer, along with utilizing their 6 free credits, can actually earn 14 to 16 college credits for free. So that's an entire semester of college completely free.
Wow. Yeah. So it's just hard to turn down a program like that if you're
right.
college bound.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And as you've pointed out, not everybody is going to go to college. So maybe there's some, maybe you'd like to take some other expand on some vocational.
Absolutely.
While you're in high school so that you can jump right into the workplace.
Yes, yes.
I love it, you guys. What a great idea. And Debbie Strzok and Beth Romain, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby. Keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.